sunny day is brightened by the presence of our graduates today, the graduates of 2024. What a great day it is to be with you and to celebrate with you. So I'd like to introduce you to stand up as I call your school. Would a graduate from Lapeer please stand? Zachary, make your... And how about the graduates from Luke M. Powers Catholic High School? And how about the graduates from Davison, Cardinal Power? At this time, I also like to acknowledge the presence of some of our college students, Hannah Morosky from Purdue. Where are you, Hannah? And Christine Oliver, a degree in nursing from Mott. And how about if we have the parents of these graduates please stand? Where are the parents of the graduates? Please stand. There you are. I don't know who's smiling more, the graduates or the parents. I think it's equally magnanimous. It's wonderful. Congratulations. Be seated and celebrate this great day that the Lord has made. What a great gift it is to be together and celebrate His accomplishment on our behalf. Have you noticed that when you receive your diploma, the graduation ceremony is called commencement? The one big chapter is being completed. Many, many more await you. And as you complete your high school endeavors, what's ahead? Perhaps it's onward to college or university, or perhaps it's staying close to home and seeking gainful employment. And dear graduates, today you face an awful lot of challenges, starting with a shrinking job market, as well as a forthcoming AI in the marketplace, the influx of global economies and cultures and religions, the escalating cost of living, the changing status of the American and the world population, and the escalation of violence and hostilities in so many sectors. Most importantly, what I invite you to remember is that more than ever, roots are needed. Don't forget your roots. Stay close to your family. Stay close to your home. Stay close to Jesus. And if you're going on to college and staying away from home, many of our college campuses have vibrant Catholic campus ministries. MSU, U of M, CMU, Aquinas, all of them have a great invitation to bring your energy and be part of a greater story. And of course, your home here at St. John of the Blessed Sacrament, we have arms open to you all the time. Please come often and return back to home. You might have seen the movie Super Size Me. The movie was created by Morgan Spurlock and it chronicled an unusual experiment that he performed over the course of a month. And Spurlock wondered what would happen if he ate all his meals at McDonald's. So that is what he did. For an entire month, every day, three times a day, he drove up to the Golden Arches to dine. And by the end of the month, he had gained 30 pounds. His cholesterol was off the charts. And his doctor warned him to change his eating habits if he intended to survive. And the movie gives visual form to the saying, what we all heard, you are what you eat. If you eat junk, high caloric fatty foods, your health deteriorates. If you eat healthy, natural, nutritional foods, your health improves. You are what you eat. This saying is good news for today as we celebrate on this first Sunday of June the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, called Corpus Christi. Our belief as a faith family is that when you and I eat the bread and wine of the Eucharist, we take into ourselves the very life of Jesus. And as God's people, we believe that as we celebrate the Eucharist at this altar, the bread and wine is changed to the Eucharistic prayer prayed by the priests, prayed by him into the body and blood of Christ. And we believe that the bread and wine is no longer bread and wine, but the body and blood, the soul and divinity of the risen Lord. Okay, we don't understand how this can happen. But Jesus tells us, unless you eat this bread and drink this wine, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life within you. This is not something new in 2024. Way back when in the 3rd century, the great Christian Augustine wrote, if you receive the Eucharist well, you are what you eat. Since you are the body of Christ and his members, It is your mystery that you receive. As you come to communion, you hear the words, the body of Christ, and you answer, amen. Be therefore members of Christ that your amen may be true. Be what you see, receive what you already are. And Augustine says that the Eucharist is nourishment to us for what we really are. We're already united to Christ in baptism, and each time you and I receive the sacrament, we grow in the shared life of Jesus. We come to union, and we become more and more the person we're called to be. So for all of us, whether we're graduates, or just starting out, or beyond that moment in our life, what does the mystery of the Eucharist do for us? Well, the Eucharist gives us strength for the journey. The Eucharist gives us more courage and more confidence. When you and I receive the Eucharist with faith, we grow in courage. We grow in courage because the one who we receive is Christ, who faced the evils of this world. And Christ knew what betrayal was, what suffering was, what death was, what fears were. And he faced those evils with courage in the Father who loved him, the same Father that loves you and me. The Eucharist helps us to deal with the trials of our own life, and it gives us even strength to deal with rejection, with failure, with sickness, even death. And so, young, old, and between, when you and I receive the Eucharist, we receive the very courage of Jesus, the strength through which he is able to help us face everything that comes. And then the Eucharist also makes us grow in confidence. The word confidence means to have faith, to be strong. The Christ who we receive is the risen Christ, the Christ who now sits at the right hand of the Father, the Christ who is leading the world into God's kingdom. So as you and I receive this Christ in confidence, his power, his strength will be with us. Therefore, there will always be hope for the future. So today I invite you on the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. I invite you to bring the issues of your life, whatever they be to this table. I invite you to bring here the things, all the things that preoccupy our minds, things that excite us, things that we worry about, things that we hope for, things that hurt us, the things that we're afraid of. And so as we pray the Eucharistic prayer, may our amen to that prayer be our affirmation. Our yes that the bread and wine on the altar is becoming for us the body and blood of Christ, our companion, our strength on the journey. And as we come forward and receive communion in our hands or on our tongue, may our amen be an affirmation that the risen Christ, the risen Jesus is our food and drink, our strength and our power. Who are we? We are what we eat. So this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. In this marvelous gift of coming to union with Jesus, we become courageous people. We become confident in the very strength of Jesus, which allows us not only to live today, but to be victors and above all, receive his heavenly reward. And so may the Lord be our companion and show us the way to his glory forever and ever. Amen.